India's Kumbh Mela Festival is billed as the world's biggest gathering of people. Between now and March, organizers expect about 120 million pilgrims to bathe at the Songnam, the confluence of the Ganges, the Yamuna, and the mythical Saraswati rivers. Hindus believe that doing so will cleanse them of their sins and help them attain moksha, setting them free from the cycle of birth and death. So how does one prepare for a gathering of humanity so mammoth it can be seen from outer space? The Mela, Hindi for fair, is held in the northern city of Allahabad, recently renamed Prayagraj, every 12 years. On Tuesday, when the festival formally begins, officials are preparing for 15 to 20 million visitors, but the biggest test they face will be on February 4, when 30 million expected to attend the most auspicious bathing day. The festival ends on March 4. The Yas Festival is an Adhmur Kumbh, a half-size version that falls midday between two kumbhs, but there's nothing diminutive about it. In fact, it's much bigger than the last full kumbh held in 2013. Where does everyone stay? A vast tent city has been built on the mud flats of the river banks, and thousands of officials are working round the clock to ensure the festival runs as smoothly as possible. "We've been working for more than a year," Senior Administrator Official Rajiv Ray said when I met him in his office a few days ago. Some 6,000 religious and cultural organizations have been allotted lands on which to put a city of tents to accommodate visitors from India and across the globe, he says. Our conversation is constantly interrupted by his ringing cell phone, staff bringing him papers to sign, and chaperone-robed aesthetics barging in through the door to speak with him. In between, Mr. Ray explains that Mela area is spread over 32 square kilometers, or 12.35 square miles, equivalent to a large town. So how do pilgrims get there? Kumbh Melas have been held for centuries, but became huge only in recent decades. The 2001 festival at Allahabad is seen as the first mega Mela. The budget for hosting this year's festival is 28 billion rupees, 397 million, or 311 million euros. And over 49 days, visitors totaling more than the combined populations of Britain and Spain expected to visit. In the past 12 months, the city infrastructure has undergone a major overhaul. A brand new airport now allows visitors to fly in from Delhi in less than an hour. Across the city, roads have been widened and new flyovers have been built. In the Mela ground, 300 kilometers of road have been laid. Huge car parks have now been set up all around the city to accommodate more than half a million vehicles. The railways, too, have announced hundreds of new trains to tackle the rush. We're expecting about 3.5 million pilgrims to travel by train during the festivals. At all the eight stations, the city have been spruced up and expanded, says railway spokesperson Amit Malviya. He gives me a tour of the main station where more than 40 people were killed in a stampede during the last festival to explain the measures to taking to ensure there's no repeat. A new platform has been added, a massive pedestrian bridge connecting several platforms has been constructed, and color-coded holding areas have been built for passengers where entry and exit will be strictly controlled. Mr. Malayavia says 5,000 additional staff have been brought in from outside the city. How do you police an event this size? More than 30,000 police and paramilitary personnel have been deployed to deal with traffic and security. Senior police official Kavindra Pratap Singh says meticulous planning has gone into deciding where to set up checkposts and security barriers. Our priority is to ensure that there is no stampede or any disaster, he said. We're working around the clock to meet the challenge to ensure nothing goes wrong. Officials say that for the first time, they'll be using artificial intelligence to monitor crowd movements. We'll be using footage from 1,000 CCTV cameras to assess the crowd size and, if needed, take a decision to divert them to decongest crowded areas, a spokesman said. Who feeds the hungry millions? Most pilgrims who come on a short visit bring their own food. But camps set up by religious organizations and individual pilgrims who stay up for a month often depend on authorities for supplies. 5 warehouses and 160 fair price ration shops have been set up in the Melar grounds to distribute rice, flour, sugar, and kerosene oil for cooking. These supplies are given free to religious camps and are sold to other pilgrims at subsidies prices reserved for those living below the poverty line. An official in the Food and Civil Supplies Department, Aprita Ubgahai, said. Cars have been provided to 150 pilgrims, which entitled them to cheap rations for a month, including 2 kg rice, 3 kg flour, 7.5 kg sugar, and 4 liters of kerosene. Overall, 5,384 tons of rice, 7,834 tons of wheat flour, 3,174 tons of sugar, and 767 kiloliters of kerosenes have been allocated for the festival. Free and clean drinking water will be available from 160 dispensers around the Mela ground. What if people don't feel well? 100-bed central hospital and 10 smaller hospitals have been up and running in Mela ground since December 1st. Our outpatient departments have been getting 3,000 patients daily. On January 15th, when the crowds swell, and we expect to see about 10,000 patients, says Dr. Ashok Kumar Pillawal, who heads the health and family welfare team at the tent city. He leads 193 doctors and more than 1,500 other health professionals. Nurses, pharmacists, and dental hygienists are on hand too. There are also 80 practitioners of Ayurveda offering treatment based on ancient healing techniques. The hospitals are equipped to perform surgery and offer facilities for x-rays, ultrasounds, and lab tests. We have also deployed 86 ambulances, 9 river ambulances, and 1 air ambulance, says Dr. Pillawal, adding, we are prepared to deal with major emergencies too. And what about toilets? Mr. Pillawal and his team are also looking after sanitation at the Mela. To cater for the millions expected to visit, more than 122,000 toilets have been installed, along with 20,000 dustbins. 22,000 sanitation workers have been hired to sweep up the mess. There are elaborate plans for waste management too, Mr. Pillawal said. Every toilet is geotagged, which helped them tackle any problems. But his team has already faced criticism that there is no water in the toilets and many are already stinking. Mr. Pillawal says this would be addressed before the festival starts. It's an ambitious project we are creating here in this country. People have been working day and night, laying pipelines, providing water connections, building toilets, but we are on course to meet our targets, he says.